Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. So welcome back to another podcast. This one is about resistance. Ever heard of the term, whatever we resist tends to persist? Whatever we resist tends to persist. So today, we're going to be looking at something: embracing change and overcoming resistance and unlocking growth. So we can't grow if we don't accept change. I think when we talk about anxiety, there's just so much resistance and change. And I'm going to be addressing it, like, even for folks who have a lot of anxiety at work. And all of a sudden get all these ideas and struggling with their bosses and change and even get wrong things, perceiving wrong things or not accepting this. They get so caught up and into their jobs and the change, overcoming resistance and unlocking growth. So we can't grow. So where do we go with this? Like, change, let's talk about a little bit about change, because change is an inevitable part of life, right? We can't annoy it. Whether it's a personal or a professional on a level, change can bring also lots of opportunities and challenges too. So, you know, I don't think change, it's not something that you guys know, but don't know. I do think that there's always a resistance, in change. I think there was a podcast, there is a podcast that I did, there's creative tension, and there's also, there's tension every time we need to change and things don't go the way we want to, and especially when we're trying to, control an outcome. Things need to change, and whatever we resist tends to persist, which means it's just causing more anxiety in life. When we look at individuals or organizations, they often find themselves, resistant to change, fearing the uncertainties and and the disruption in my course, you know, and bring to their lives and their mindsets and, you know, and their you know, reality, model of realities. The resistance is actually rooted in anxiety. You know, there's so much, that's where it is. The resistance is rooted in anxiety. What does that mean? That it's a package deal. Like, you know, we are, when we're thinking, we're so biased that we go back to our past and we draw into all those resistances that we instilled and, you know, consumed in our consciousness and through our consciousness into our unconscious. So it's all there. And fearing this uncertainty is where it is. Yes, it's rooted in the anxiety and can hinder our progress and cause procrastination and limit our full potential. We need to kind of look at, in this particular podcast, we need to explore like why resistance, we're exploring why resistance to change causes anxieties and how embracing change can lead to personal professional growth. So we need to understand the underlying cause of resistance to change and its impact on anxiety and can empower us how, and also individually and also organizations to recognize and address these challenges. So I'm kind of talking to a lot of corporate people, a lot of bosses, especially employees and middle management and, you know, who are rooted into their jobs and immersed into what they know best. And you know, I think a fluid mind is able to kind of handle the changes, which is part of the anxiety. So by learning strategies to navigate change effectively, we can unlock this our full potential and embrace this wonderful opportunity just waiting to be tapped in. So there's things that we're not changing, but we're resisting, but causing anxiety. So I just want to emphasize that. And when you look back, you know, take a pen and paper and write 10 things that you're resisting daily. And these are just so packed with anxiety. So on a corporate level, just let's imagine now a company that has been operating the same way for decades, right? Things change and the employees are really comfortable. You know, when we're all in their comfort zone, we're all comfortable. They're all comfortable in their routines and processes. And any suggestion of changes is met with resistance and skepticism. And again, it's all this, I just want to control my environment, I don't want change. And as the industry evolves and competitors adapt to new trends and new technology comes into play, and the company finds itself falling behind because they're falling behind the outline. It's like with me when I'm podcasting here, there's research and it's done through AI and to get this wonderful rich content so we can pass on. And so but before that, there was a little bit of anxiety involved even getting a podcast out. And I wasn't with the trends. I wasn't, you know, I was listening to actually a podcast today and also on Clubhouse, American Little Clubhouse, which is known for communication and sharing and learning. They were saying, well, how many people actually use, you know, they're interested in sales and they're interested in social media marketing and they want to change jobs but the change is too heavy for them, and so they're resisting even learning some of the content and also some of the tools that are of knowledge that is available out there. So anxiety can begin to, let's get back to some anxiety begins to build amongst employees as soon as they find out a little bit more about the changes about to happen. And they build amongst employees as they witness the decline of their own thriving organization that they might be there for 10 years, you know, immersed in their company, making it grow, getting so comfortable the way it runs. But then, you know, sometimes the management actually says, right, we need to move, we change, we need to learn new things, new skills, upskills, and so those that don't begin to decline, you know, once a thriving organization. Now, by recognizing the need for change and embracing it with courage, and you know, with courage is where it is, and taking those movements and being responsible, the company takes a proactive step to transform its operation, culture, and mindset. A shift like this not only revitalizes the organization, but also instills a sense of purpose and excitement amongst employees. So the employees can be running on idle, or even on the visual, they could be running on idleness. And I'm also now addressing anxiety people out there who are consistently keep helping, trying to create that change, trying to make that move. Always say, come on, pick up the call. Let's have a session. I'm offering a session for free, you know, so I can get to know you. And if we're a good fit, we can actually, you know, and we use technology to create changes. But there's so much resistance, even the smallest suggestion to people to make a change. And so no different than, you know, to the employees of a company. So now what we need to do is really, really understand resistance to change. What is it? So basically, it's a fear of the unknown. Now, change can disrupt familiar routines. Again, we're talking about the familiarity, how we can get so familiar and so stuck in doing the same bloody thing. And once we introduce the uncertainties, there's always this triggering, and once again, underlying factors of anxiety pop in. And again, this has been from past conditioning. We can look at also the loss of control. The change often requires individuals to relinquish their sense of control, leading to feelings of unease and resistance. I need to control this environment. This doesn't feel good. So the more I control it, the more anxiety I build in my life and anyone that is. And then you can see someone has been challenged by anxiety in a corporation that is building even a larger force of resistance. Let's look at the comfort zones. People naturally gravitate towards familiarity, and it's the devil you know, and you'd rather stick to the devil you don't know. And the resistance stepping out of that comfort zone, so nice in a comfort zone, isn't it? Nothing gets done, and we just keep plateauing, and the same results all the time. Yeah, even if it means missing out on growth and opportunity. So with me, my challenge is to look at the growth and opportunities and try to create a podcast. You know, there's I'm up to, my target is 366 podcasts. Just getting some messages out there, and anything causes anxiety, you know. And I'm tuned into, you know, into anxiety, the field of anxiety. And I'm sure that someone out there is ready to and embrace this change, and ready to come on board and ready to embrace this and get out of their comfort zones and begin to start to grow and look at the opportunities of growing out of and building resilience to their anxieties. Anyway, so let's move on to past experiences. And negative past experience with change can create a fear of repeating history, leading to resistance. Yeah, as mentioned earlier, like, that's a biggie. We got so much biases going in our minds, and we're just a thinking machine that we're consistently thinking and giving our machine, a computer, things to do, and whatever we feed it, that's what it knows. But it also likes to stay comfortable. Again, I mentioned that in many, many podcasts back, how comfortable and the homeostatics to allow us just, even a mind, just not want change. Even a mind does shortcuts in thinking on making decisions. So it doesn't want change because it's saving energy, right? So that's one of the reasons. I mean, I go deep on that a bit down the track, a few, many, many podcasts down there. Such change can create a fear of repeating history, like what we've learned before, our past conditioning, all the anxieties that we have not enjoyed. But it's part of life. Some courage. Encourage you guys to kind of keep your ears pricked up to this, because so much good information is coming through. The impact of resistance on anxiety. Let's look at that. The impact of resistance on anxiety. How does that influence? How does the resistance influence us? And of course, there's the stress and tension. There's always creative tension, and resistance to change can create a constant state of like stress and tension, leading to really heightened anxiety levels, inefficiency, and stagnation. An organization that resists change often becomes stagnant. just like life, people who are being challenged with anxiety do become stagnant. They lock themselves up into what they know, and some don't even want to get out of their houses because it's just too much out there, too much their consciousness is taken on board, and they don't know how to block or create boundaries around stopping all that conscious influence filtering into their heads and into their minds, and feeling that they need to control everything, which is like my voice creating anxiety as I even talk. So maybe I can slow it down a little bit. So all this stuff leading to further anxiety and frustrations amongst employers, go back to employees. And we can also look at mixed opportunities, like resistance can change and it can prevent us and organizations from capitalizing on new opportunities, leading to the sense of missed potential. We can look at also embracing change for growth. How do we do that? So we can change our mind shifts, and by adopting a growth, we can adopt a nice mindset and adopt this growth mindset. I want to change. I will channel into my resistance and really look at that. What are my resistance and how can I change? And whether on an individual level where you're trying to change something in an organization, and we can view change as an opportunity of learning, development, and innovation. And once we got that, we can go effective communication, transparent and open communication about the reasons and benefits of change can alleviate anxiety and foster a sense of trust and collaboration. Like, sometimes we just need to collaborate, okay? Need to collaborate, need to be able to do the hard communication. Maybe sometimes pick our own times to do that. We don't have to go straight into the hard talk. Whatever has upset you, and especially work, and it's good how some companies actually communicate with their people, and not just leave them hanging out, not allowing them to be. It doesn't benefit anyone to hold back on information, what the change is happening in the corporation, even into one-on-one communication with your partners and in relationships. So it's all about relationships in corporations, and then the benefits of that, it alleviates anxiety and fosters a sense of this wonderful trust and collaboration once more. Encouraging ownership, involving individuals in change processes and empowering them to take ownership of their role in transformation can reduce resistance, anxiety, making them see that there's a second plan, there's further hope, there's other things to, when one door closes, so another door opens. So people who are anxious start really thinking the worst parts, especially when they have to work with, it's already hard enough to work or challenge to work with individuals, but then they also need to adapt and think about changes in the corporation. It's if there's resistance change in corporation, then that will persist. So we can learn from failure too, is another biggie. And a lot of time, learning from failure, embracing change means accepting the possibility of failure. And by reframing failure as a learning opportunity, we can overcome anxiety, embrace experimentation and growth. Now look at some of the real benefits. By understanding the cause of the impact of resistance to change, we can gain valuable insight and strategies to overcome our own anxieties, and whether on a personal level or again on an organizational level. And embracing change can often open door to personal and professional growth, and allowing us to adapt, innovate, and thrive on an ever evolving world. So what are we scared of? What are we fearing? Why are we fearing this change? It's only causing, the moment we start fearing it, of the unknown, we are creating just so much. It keeps revolving around the same thing, doesn't it? And it's all about this change, not able to change or adapt to change, which brings in the winning attitude, the mindset we need to get on with it. And taking action. Ready. So those that are kind of ready to embrace change and unlock their potential. I'm calling out to you guys who want to reach out, who want to contact me today to learn more about, you know, how on a personal level, on a corporate level, you know, you might be a middle manager. It's not even easy to be in management. I remember when I was in middle management once, and I found that delegating and, you know, I had to communicate to do the hard communication, hard talk with people underneath, under my guidance. So, I needed to take ownership. I needed to help everyone that was under me. So that was interesting days. I'm happy to guide you through your journey and of this transformation, help you transform what you want to become, a more person with ease and whenever you're feeling this excitement this anxiety popping on, and you just need an accountability buddy, a coach, anxiety coach, by all means reach out. I'm only here. You can get in contact with me via email, join Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching on Facebook, or even join one of the groups that I hold. It's called From Anxiety to Tranquility. Happy to help. Anyway, so let's go and answer a few, let's look at a little bit some more questions and kind of talk about the resistance again. So what are some common causes of resistance to change? Resistance can change and stem from a variety of factors. Here's some things that we need to know. The fear of the unknown. This change induces uncertainty. It's all about that. That's why we have to control things. And we may fear the potential risks and challenges that come with it. Friends, there's no free ride out there. There's always a risk. You walk out your door, if you don't look properly, you'll get knocked over by a car. So there's always a risk. So we have to embrace that. And, you know, we have to get out of the mind frame of preferring the familiarity of the current situation and resist venturing into the uncharted territory. That's the key there. We can look at the loss of control. Change often requires us to relinquish a certain level of control over our circumstances. I give up. I surrender. I surrender to this. I'm letting all this go. The moment you can feel your stress coming on, let it go. So just get a nice different. Here's a tip: get a nice different way of distracting yourself. And learn to distract yourself on purpose when you feel this anxious thoughts coming on about the, you know, resisting some uncertainties. This loss of control can be very unsettling for us and lead to resistances as we prefer to maintain a sense of autonomy and stability. Let's talk about the comfort zones. We have a natural inclination to seek comfort all the time and familiarity. That's what we love doing. Our nervous system knows that space. It wants to be into that space. And as soon as we shake it up a little bit, you know, our nervous system tenses up, and then we're kind of doing this fight and flight kind of responses. And again, mentioned in a few podcasts back about our nervous systems and how important it is that when we go into our comfort zones, we activate our vagus nerves to, you know, relax. We do certain things, we're more comfortable. So change gets us out of, you know, it gets us out of our nervous, the vagus nerve, and stimulates anxiety and tension. That's why we like to stay with our familiarity, but also, once again, our mind tries to conserve energy and keeps us in the comfort zone. So stepping out of our comfort zone can be a daunting, even if it means like personal or professional growth. People may resist change because they prefer the predictability and the routine of this current situation. And then we also have the past experiences, once mentioned earlier. Let's look at that, because negative past experiences can, with change, can leave a lasting impact. When are we going to release this negative past experiences? I mean, that was just the past. We live in the now. worrying too much of the future, as I say, is not a place to go. But if we live right now and condition ourselves to be in the now more, who cares, like, what happens? Let's just let go of this control and having to, let's just learn to be more conditioned to the flow of life and go with ease rather with all the tension and stress created by whatever resistance persists. And yeah, let's go into more, challenge yourself to go more in the unfamiliarity. If we have encountered fail, let's go back to that failed change in initiatives or experience negative consequences from previous changes. We may develop a reluctance to embrace future changes, so we can be stuck there. Once again, no point being stuck. So I'm giving a lot of nuggets here, a lot of things to think about. So you might be actually going through some sort of challenge at the moment at work. You could be a natural person that can't get on with your fellow workers, or maybe you got this tyrant of an employer or a boss that's pushing you around and making you do more things, and you just can't cope with sudden big changes, and especially with a workload. So this can kind of relate. So yeah, so I hope it's kind of hitting some bases here for you. Yeah, it's opening a few doors, if you know, opening your imagination, what's available for you, and just so you can take future, embrace future changes. Yes. So now let's address once again the lack of trust. Trust plays a crucial role in change management. If individuals do not trust the motives or the competence of those leading the change, they may resist it. Building trust through transparent communication involves like stakeholders in the change process can help mitigate resistance. Again, it's all about, hey, how are we communicating? What do we need to do to allow these people who are working with us, as a manager's perspective, what do we need to allow these people to trust us again through these changing times, economy, restructuring and whatnot. So I am talking to the entrepreneurs tonight and on this podcast, and and also employees of busy people, and don't even have enough time to even think about these kind of things. And let's look at perceived loss. It's also another one. It's perceived loss. Individuals can resist change if they perceive it as a loss, and fearing that it will disrupt their current status or diminish or their pay level or so much other commitments that rely. You know, maybe they've buried themselves in mortgages and whatnot, and like, well, this company is everything to me, and it's such a stress when I have to subject myself to thinking like this. So so let's not fear the loss. It disrupts it diminishes the value of what we are there for to do, and in an organization. Now, organization culture, existing culture within the organization can also influence resistance to change. If the organization culture does not encourage or reward innovation, adaptability or risk-taking, employees may be hesitant to embrace change. Here's a biggie. Let's look at another one, the lack of awareness or understanding. Sometimes resistance can change arises from a lack of awareness or understanding about needs for change. Individuals may resist simply because they do not comprehend the rationale behind the proposed change or the potential benefits they can bring. There is so much resistance in any change. So getting that across to people so they can play ball and be on the same page can be challenging for some mindsets who are working together, especially those ones that are more pessimistic or critical thinking. So there it is. So that can happen, and I'm talking to management and change management strategies. Effective communication, involving stakeholders and also support the training and create a positive, inclusive culture. you know, and value the people that work there and embrace changes by all means. Again, one saying, whatever resists tends to persist. Now, another one we can look at, how can lack of awareness, that's really important, of understanding contribute to resistance to change? So important to be aware and to understand and to contribute to, contribute to resistance to change in several ways. Let's have a look at that. Uncertainty and fear. Individuals lack awareness of understanding about the needs to change. They may feel uncertain. We might feel uncertain and fearful about what the change entitles. Without clear understanding of the reasons behind the change or potential benefits it can bring, they may imagine worst case scenarios or assume that change will have a negative consequence. This uncertain fear can lead to resistance. The misalignment with personal goals, when we do not understand how the change aligns with our personal goals or goals of the organization, we may resist it. We may perceive the change as irrelevant or incongruent with our feelings, ourselves, our values, with our own aspirations and leading us to reject or oppose it. So, once again. And then there's also the perceived threat to job security. Lack of awareness of understanding about the rationale behind the change can create a perception that the change poses a threat to job security. I mean, and without clear explanation of how the change will impact roles or organization as a whole. As an employee, may fear that their positions will become obsolete, redundant, or that they will be replaced. All right. There's always that fear, and that can result in resistance to change. You kind of get called in checkmate or stalemate or something like that. And skepticism and distrust, again, we can lack awareness, understanding about the change, and we're not embracing it, but we're also pushing it away. May become highly skeptical and distrusting and lack of motivation and all this leading to change. This stuff. So it could be the lack of buy-ins. We need to buy into something to without a clear understanding of the purpose and benefits and how this will benefit us in the long run and how does it benefit the company and positive outcomes of change. We may struggle to see the value of it, and we may not fully grasp how the change will address existing challenges and improve the organization. So the lack of buy-in and conviction can lead to resistance once more. And all this can change, you know, the lack of understanding about rationality of what's happening behind the change can create perception of a threat of a job security, as mentioned earlier. Well, folks, I think I have enough there to address this particular topic on whatever we resist tends to persist, and embracing the change and overcoming resistance and unlocking growth. So on a personal level or an organization level, So it's interesting. It's interesting to be aware that our resistance to change is causing our anxiety. On a personal level, on an organization scale, on leadership level and all that. So I hope this has been beneficial to you guys. And it was interesting putting this one together because at the moment, we're all looking at our changes that need to happen. And now we have a better understanding of how resistance causes a lot of anxiety. And if we just need to, what we need to do is change our mindset. And again, I'm offering an opportunity to those to take, you know, who are going through the situation, and we just need someone to bounce off some ideas. I am offering a free one-on-one consultation for some anxiety coaching, also accountability. So. Okay, so that's me for another episode. It's Nick here from Holistic Health, Anxiety Coaching, a coach for anxiety. So, yep, until our next episode, best to you, and don't fear change. It's just, we don't want to resist anything. So, best to you. Namaste, my friends. Till next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.